President Trump signs stimulus and government spending bill. By Kyle Morris on December 27, 2020. President Donald Trump has signed into law a $2.3 trillion coronavirus aid and government spending package aimed at restoring unemployment benefits to millions of Americans and averting a partial federal government shutdown. President Trump released a statement announcing his decision to sign the relief bill in which he said, "I will never give up my fight for the American people. As President of the United States, it is my responsibility to protect the people of our country from the economic devastation and hardship that was caused by the China virus. I understand that many small businesses have been forced to close as a result of harsh actions by Democrat-run states. Many people are back to work, but my job is not done until everyone is back to work. Fortunately, as a result of my work with Congress in passing the CARES Act earlier this year, we avoided another Great Depression. Under my leadership, Project Warp Speed has been a tremendous success. My administration and I developed a vaccine many years ahead of wildest expectations. And we are distributing these vaccines, and others soon coming, to millions of people. As president, I have told Congress that I want far less wasteful spending and more money going to the American people in the form of $2,000 checks per adult and $600 per child. As president, I am demanding many rescissions under the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. The act provides that, whenever the president determines that all or part of any budget authority will not be required to carry out the full objectives or scope of programs for which it is provided, or that such budget authority should be rescinded for fiscal policy or other reasons, including termination of authorized projects or activities for which budget authority has been provided, the president shall transmit to both houses of Congress a special message describing the amount to be reserved, the relevant accounts, the reasons for the rescission, and the economic effects of the rescission. 2 U.S.C. Section 683. I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to be removed. I will send back to Congress a redlined version, item by item, accompanied by the formal rescission request to Congress insisting that those funds be removed from the bill. I'm signing this bill to restore unemployment benefits, stop evictions, provide rental assistance, add money for PPP, return our airline workers back to work, add substantially more money for vaccine distribution, and much more. On Monday, the House will vote to increase payments to individuals from $600 to $2,000. Therefore, a family of four would receive $5,200. Additionally, Congress has promised that Section 230, which so unfairly benefits big tech at the expense of the American people, will be reviewed and either be terminated or substantially reformed. Likewise, the House and Senate have agreed to focus strongly on the very substantial voter fraud which took place in the November 3 presidential election. The Senate will start the process for a vote that increases checks to $2,000, repeals Section 230, and starts an investigation into voter fraud. Big tech must not get protections of Section 230. Voter fraud must be fixed. Much more money is coming. I will never give up my fight for the American people. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.